our introductory words for the Mass reminded us that we are people who always are making decisions about all kinds of things. And of course, we're right in the midst of this electoral process that we will have to make decisions about voting for different issues and for different candidates who will serve us. And in our readings, we have examples of God's people making decisions to follow the way of the Lord or not to follow. The Old Testament people are reminded that, yes, they must make a decision to follow the Lord's ways and His commandments, to accept the Lord God as their God and forget about the pagan gods and all those, the gods of the other neighbors. And of course, the decision that these people following Jesus up to Jerusalem, especially after Jesus says that, yes, you will be my follower if you accept the fact that I am the bread of life, and that unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you cannot follow me. Unless you would totally accept who I am, what I can do for you, and accept the gift of God is giving you, and committing yourself to taking on my life, you cannot be my disciple. You can't go halfway. And of course, that implies going to Jerusalem and accepting the cross. You're going to give yourself totally to God. And I think we can look to our own sacramental life that we enjoy. Take the example from the sacraments that bring us into the church: baptism, confirmation, and celebration of Eucharist, receiving communion. In our baptism, we are reminded that God has chosen us, just as He chose His own people, the Jewish people, the Hebrew people, out of all the tribes and families in the world, thousands. He says, I choose you, sons and daughters of Abraham. You are mine. I am going to provide for you. I brought you out of the land of Egypt, slavery. I'm going to give you your own territory so you can graze your sheep and goats and settle down in a land of milk and honey. Good things to have. If you are willing to follow my plan and worship me alone and give up all the other gods and religions and sorcery and superstitions and all the rest that goes with different religions, you will be my own. And the book of Joshua gives that choice once again to them. And they say, yes, for me and my family, my people, we will follow only you. The sacrament of confirmation, we're reminded that we are not only chosen by God, but we are graced or gifted by God to follow God. We don't do it on our own. We might make the choice, but we don't have the ability or the grace to do it unless God gives us that grace to follow up. We pray for that grace, for that gift, the Holy Spirit. And I would suggest that every time we celebrate Mass, we come up forward to receive the Lord in communion, the body of Christ, the blood of Christ, we are asked to make a commitment, to answer yes to that invitation, will you be my follower? It is quite a commitment to say, I will love God above all things with my whole heart, mind, and soul, to love my neighbor as myself, to accept the cross of that commitment. Often in my career, I've heard, especially from younger people, oh, Father, the Mass is so boring. I said, well, yeah, the Mass is boring because you're boring. You're not here for entertainment. Purposely is repetitious, the same words, because They're important words. But the fact that you can come into this church and the Lord is choosing you, how is he choosing you this week or this day? What is he asking of all of us? And are we willing to say yes? That is not boring. And the commitment that the Lord asks of us is sometimes very challenging. I am asked to love and to serve, whether I like it or not, whether it's pleasurable or not pleasurable, whatever. So how is the Lord calling us? How is he choosing us to be his holy people? And how is he expecting us to respond?